Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Milford Oyster Festival, great time. Extreme play.
Yes.
I think Subway and Stop and Shop.
Thank you.
All the sponsors, the volunteers did a great job.
Thank you very much.
We
love it.
Backstage and the weirdest thing happened.
Weirdest.
Let's start with Jennifer. Hello.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
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 What did that girl say to you?
I was speaking to Peter backstage. Nice guy ever.
Peter. Peter's a retired Navy White House chef.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Who donated two catered dinners to the Veterans Gala.
Right.
Yeah. So, really nice guy.
Very nice
guy.
Always
involved in stuff in town and... So he's back there. We're chatting with him. I'm not in this conversation.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So we were just chatting about the upcoming dinner and food and everything. And there's some lady in a lawn chair sitting behind him. And she kind of taps Peter. She's like, "Who's that girl?" And he's like,
"Meeting you."
"Who's that girl?"
And she lights a cigarette and takes a drag. And she's like, "I think you're really cute." And I was like, "Oh, thank you." She's like, "I don't know who she is."
And Peter talking says, to you still, or now she's talking to Peter?
She's talking to Peter, says she wants to know who I was.
Okay.
And he told her, you know, this is Chaz's fiance. And she's like, "Well," she goes, "if you ever want to get with me, just give me a call because I snap you right up."
Snap
you? That is a pickup line.
You up.
Wow. Now, how do you ignore a line like that?
Right.
I'll snap you up.
That's a tempting offer because I want to be snapped up.
Right. I'm feeling snappy today. Right. Honest with you.
I didn't know if I should be, like, you know, creeped out or flattered.
Yeah, really. Thank you and ew.
A little bit of both.
Right. Yeah. What do you mean by the, what is the snapping thing that's going to happen? I want to know what's that.
Right.
I really didn't want after to clarify that.
Yeah, really.
I think she meant snatch. I'll snatch you up, like... You know what I mean? Right. Well, that's not much better. But.
Yeah. Either way, get the bear spray out.
Or
slap you up.
Right.
Yeah,
either way. Right.
Maybe
she's going to give you a massage.
Right. Exactly.
Slap you silly.
Or snack you up and give you a whole bunch of food.
Going to slap you on the tushy.
Right.
Slap you on the tushy. Slap you on the tushy.
Slap me on the tushy.
All right. Here we go. Everybody sing along. Feel free at home.
And then she said, "Turn around."
Turn around. Turn around, bend over. Slappy, 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 slappy.
Slappy.
All the bongos.
I don't know if I would say that. Like, I'll snap you up.
Yeah.
That sounds violent.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Doesn't sound relaxing.
You sound hammered, too, though.
Yeah.
Not a good pickup line.
I just started focusing on what Peter was saying about food, and I just tried to move on.
Yeah, really.
Anyway.
I need you to stand between us, Peter.
And then you almost ran into Gary Cherone and killed him.
Well, not really. Well, you know, you guys announced them. And then there were a group of people behind stage chatting. And I was talking to someone. And I turned around, some guy's like almost like running through me. He's like, excuse me. I'm like, oh, and I like we almost bumped into each other. He ran on stage. And I looked at Chaz and I was like, is that Gary Cherone? And then I was like, oh, yeah, that's the guy from the More Than Words video back in the day. So, yeah. He's a bean.
He is a bean.
Funny. He's thin, yeah.
But so what? Really he was like good. Running, but not.
Yeah.
But- Like a weird run, like he was
like bent over.
Like bent over.
Head down.
Yeah.
Like, just imagine like kind of like leaning forward with your head down, but looking up. You
imagine
know?
Now if you thought that that was that girl coming to snap you.
Right.
And you turned around and like throat punched him.
Right.
You're not singing now, man.
You drunk Gary Cherone.
Gary, can you do the show?
More than words is all you have to do to make it real. Then you wouldn't have to say.
That would be tough to explain
yes,
today.
It would. And, yeah. 30,000 people running after you. God. What the hell did you do to Gary Cherone?
Yeah, what happened?
He moved fast. He ran fast.
You better get the funk out.
you better get the funk out.
He can move fast because he weighs like 10 pounds. So.
Yeah, those guys, they need a pizza.
They
really.
Seriously do. Yeah, Nuno?
Yeah.
Forget about it. His guitar
Gary's
was
voice
thicker.
Sounded amazing, though.
The whole thing was great.
Yeah, great thing. Band. Like
whoever even lifts a finger to help put that Oyster Fest on should be really proud. That thing is just so well run.
Did you hear what happened with the sticks, by any chance?
The sticks.
The drummer sticks. They get to the gig, and the drummer goes, I don't have any drumsticks.
The apparently, extreme drummer?
The extreme drummer says, I don't have any drumsticks. And, like, what happened? So apparently Nuno threw them all out to the audience, not realizing that's only six the guy had. It's the night before, so they needed sticks, so they had to take him to the drum center to get new sticks before the show. Nuno, no more. Everybody gets a stick. Here you go. You get a stick. There's no more sticks.
We got so many of these.
When you see the drummer playing with twigs.
Or his fingers.
Yeah, either or.
All right, hon, thank you.
Number two, pencils?
Okay, love you.
Jimmy Blair, super comedian in studio.
Good morning.
Jimmy Blair.
Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday. Thanks for having me.
Where are you from?
Originally, I'm from Maryland, actually.
All right.
Yeah, I drove up from Wolcott today.
I didn't really care. Okay. I was hoping you were from Connecticut.
Oh, no.
Do you live
I'm
in
so
Connecticut now?
I do, yeah.
I'm so glad I'm not.
Right. You see? Right attitude immediately. It's awesome. Right.
Where do you live now?
I live in Wolcott,
right next to
Bristol.
Right. Okay, right. Have you been to the Durham Fair?
I haven't.
Oh, okay. That's a fair. I don't know if you like fairs.
But it's
if
a
you're
fair.
A fair person.
Right. Fair to say.
That's the one to go to.
It's really good, yeah.
All right.
There's like a handful of fairs you have to go to.
Right.
That's one of them. Yeah. If you like fairs. If you don't like fairs, then who cares?
Just keep walking.
Right. Who cares if you don't like fairs?
Right.
But if you like fairs, this is the one to go to.
Right.
Have you been to the Durham Fair, Ashley?
To be fair, yes.
Mm-mm.
No. Oh, man.
Really?
What is wrong with her? What planet are you from?
It's not Disney. That's why.
That's right.
It's
the opposite of Disney. It's like the dirty, grungy Disney.
No, exactly. I love fairs. I go to fairs all the time. I just haven't gone to that one.
The food.
She's had three affairs.
Yeah.
The corn dogs.
Yes. Not fried Oreos. Dogs,
meat on a stick, man. You got to have it. Yes.
Yep.
Why don't you like corn dogs?
I love corn dogs.
No, I don't.
Chested.
Oh, why don't you like corn dogs?
I want a regular hot dog. I don't want it dipped in batter and like deep fried. Like, no, I want.
Oh, that sounds like the perfect hot dog.
It really is.
Oh,
yeah.
No, Jimmy's right on that. It's
exactly.
Perfect.
Right.
I've never tried one.
Get to hold
it. Oh, why? You don't like it.
You get to hold your wiener on a stick.
Hmm. What'd you say?
Get to hold your wiener on a stick.
Mm.
You can take the stick off if it makes you feel more comfortable.
Yeah, just hold your hands. Just hold your hands.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe I'm afraid that like I'll be walking and eating it and fall and like spear myself through my neck
right to the brain. Right. Oh my God!
I wouldn't want that to happen.
Right. It was like a cocktail.
Just try not to bite the stick.
The stick.
Get a splinter.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you've ever had shish kebab, you can handle a corn dog.
You just kind of bite and pull. When you feel something hard, release.
Oh, God.
You don't feel anything hard in your hot dog either.
I don't know. I kind of like my hot dog cooked on the grill.
Right. Traditional way.
And not drowned in grease.
Yes, you want to.
But you've also never tried it. So I feel like you're hating on something that you just are ignorant about.
I like
not hating. I didn't say I hate them. I said I don't like them.
Oh, you're not. Yeah,
fair.
You're not into them. Yeah.
I didn't say. I said you're hating on it.
Yeah,
but it's fair food.
I feel like I'm more disliking on it.
Corn dogs, and fried pickles, man. That's fair food, right there.
So Ashley hasn't been to the Durham Fair.
Has not.
Phil, you have been.
And I've had a corn dog there.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, really?
Several times. I saw him.
Bragger.
Yes. Great. Mm.
AJ, you've been there?
Many times, yes.
Yeah.
Many times.
You got to go and pet the llamas,
like,
man.
I like the big baked potato that has everything in it.
Don't they have like a Flintstone-sized chicken?
Yes. No, the turkey legs.
Turkey legs.
Yeah, that was the Sam T favorite.
Yep.
Yeah, he would send interns down to
all
the bottom
way down
of the hill.
Down the hill and bring that sucker back up.
But they got animals and tractor pulls and
bands.
And speaking of bands, they announced who will be playing. This will be the 100th annual Durham Fair.
Wow.
Say what?
100.
Wow. Good heavens, man.
It's happening Thursday, September 26th through Sunday, September 29th. PLR is always there in full force.
Mm-hmm.
100 years.
They've got to do something for the 100.
I wonder, did they have a website back then?
They did. Can we look it up?
Can we look up who performed 100 years ago?
It was actual web, like a spider.
Can you look at, see like what the big artists were 100 years ago?
It was Charlotte's Web, actually, that did it, yes.
Just curious.
Yeah. Let's see. Like 100 years ago.
Probably the Rolling Stones.
It was, yeah, really.
Yeah, yeah,
the Stones, right.
The Stones,
right.
Just starting out.
Just beginning, yeah.
100 years.
Yeah.
Ooh, found it.
Yeah, they do sort of have a list, but it only goes back to like 1970 from what I can see.
Who was 1970? Yeah.
1970, it was Roy Acuff with Patsy Sled.
Roy
Acuff?
Acuff and Patsy Sled?
Acuff? Not sure how to say that.
Roy Acuff?
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 Roy Acuff!
Acuff.
and Patsy Sled.
Patsy Sled.
Hmm. Ah.
Yeah, they've moved up since then.
Can you look up Roy Acuff? Or okay. Acuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Patsy Sled. There's actually a sled named Patsy. Yeah, that sounds like country bands right there. Patsy Sled.
This is the first song that pops up when I type in Roy Acuff songs. Great Speckled Bird.
That sounds like it should be on the menu.
Did I just shot with my shotgun?
I speckled them with bullets. And pellets.
What a beautiful thought I am thinking.
Wow.
It's plucking nose hairs. Bing!
I can't get too negative on this because this sounds almost like Hank Williams Sr.
Yes, which,
almost. I like.
A little more faster. How do you dance to this?
Slowly.
Yeah, very slowly.
Yeah, no, I definitely picture, you know, overalls and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe a jug and a washboard.
They'd raise their pitchforks and they're like, woo! That's right.
But this is country, man.
Yes, it is.
I mean, Durham's farmland.
Yep.
You know, talking about the 70s in Durham.
He probably lived out there, too, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bird is the this is back when, you know, if you run your arm through a corn shredder,
right.
You just sew it up and get back out there and
or
finish
use
the job.
What was left of your arm to feed the hogs.
Farmers use everything.
They did. Well, mouse just toss to the hogs.
He's got another one called Night Train to Memphis. Just on the name, I'm assuming it's a little faster pace.
Yeah, let's try that. All right, here we go.
This is chase music. Being chased by the Durham police.
This is fun.
Take that night train to Memphis. Take that night train.
This is encore.
Oh, it's great.
When yeah. You arrive
at the station. Now, where's your little part?
This is the kind of music you want to hear when you walk into a fair.
Exactly.
With a corn dog.
Right.
And what year was this?
1970.
All right, so this is what I'm doing this year at the Durham Fair. I'm going to have a corn dog.
Nice.
Yes.
What is this or a night train? We'll be shouting
hallelujah. Durham Fair activities. Right. Corn dog.
Corn dog. Gotta have one. Have two. And a lemonade that they make. Put the whole lemon in there.
And can we Google like artists that were popular 100 years ago?
It was Prince. The Revolution was real revolution, though.
Right. It was all the drummers from all the wars.
Basically, yes.
Just take a shot.
They had a drum off.
Yeah. Just drumming.
Yeah. Right. They had a, oh, they had a, song, they had a yeah. flute off. Yes, exactly. Right.
There was no like Billboard charts then.
Right.
Marian Harris, I guess, had the number one song in 1919.
Marian
After
Harris.
You've Gone.
After You've Gone.
Let's hear it.
So with Plague.
How did they even know back then?
All right, here they go.
I have no idea.
Here's our band.
Nice. And they're marching. Fire your guns up in jubilation on the air.
I'll bet you they have one of these bands at the Durham Fair.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
It's what's hot in the clubs right now.
They're called the Muskets.
I have the Marian Harris if you want to hear that.
Okay.
An accordion?
I don't know what the hell that
sounds
is.
Sounds like an accordion.
It's probably one of those instruments no one makes anymore.
That there's a squeeze box. And then there's the instrument.
Now won't you listen, honey, while I say, how could you tell me that you're going away?
Wow.
Jeez, so this is great.
That's the music 100 years ago.
Yep. Thank God.
That's how long this fair's been around.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm not saying she played it, but this is the music of the day.
Right.
Man, I'm so happy I wasn't alive back then.
Really?
There was no internet.
I'm grateful.
No porn.
No,
nothing.
No.
Yeah.
You had to look through the bushes.
Like, you had to go make your own booze. You couldn't just walk into a store and say, give me a bottle of that.
Yep, nope. And then make your own corn squeezins.
Right.
Yep.
Did they have cars in 1919?
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. They weren't much more advanced than, you know, a wagon, but they were cars. They were big wheels and wooden spokes and whatnot.
Wait, what's this now?
I said they weren't more advanced than the average wagon. You know, like right. The wagon pulled by a horse.
Yeah.
But they all, you know, the big wheels with the wooden spokes and whatnot.
Yeah.
Because the 1920s was the brass era. So you had the tin era, then you had the brass era.
Man.
Yeah.
So what did they do then? They didn't do, I don't know, I guess they did tractor pulls?
Listen to the radio.
worked? No, I mean at the Durham Fair 100 years ago.
Right, right.
No, they all sat down in a big field and listened to the radio. Yeah. Which is right.
probably like a picnic lunch with the, you know, the whole blanket and everything.
The fair back then was probably more of the farmers bringing their animals to buy and sell.
Right.
Yeah. Right? And then, you know, someone's cooking, you know, their, you know, their
the losers.
Pig and,
yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yep. It didn't win them, but we're going to eat them.
Well, that fair is very, very special.
Yes, it is.
And they announced the artists.
Dino who?
So Friday, September 27th will be the Little River Band.
Oh, your favorite. Oh.
So no Foreigner, no Pat Benatar,
no
Charlie Daniels.
The Little River Band.
These guys are safe, though, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. And they also work the fair.
Who's gonna complain about this?
They're also working the fair, so.
They're parking
your car as a bass player.
Hey, aren't you the singer in a Little River Band?
Yep.
That's right, sir. Would you like a corn dog?
Right. And an autograph?
Hurry up, please. I have to go out on stage.
Right. Hurry, 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 hurry!
They're the porta potties.
Yes, exactly, right.
In which, trips. By the way, I don't care.
The porta labs.
The porta potties.
Yes.
When they're baking in, right around 3 o'clock on a Saturday.
Yeah, and I'll pee early.
Yep. What did that guy who worked at porta potty say about the? He says like something about the worst in humanity comes out in the porta potty.
Yes, it does.
I forgot what he said, but I said, "Oh, that's a slogan for porta potty."
It's on the back of their truck.
So these guys are fun. They're Friday night, and then Saturday night is Big and Rich.
Oh,
Big and Rich. I'm not familiar with any of their songs.
Ride a horse, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Isn't that?
Oh, is that them?
Is that Big and Rich? I think it is.
We would not have any in the system. I'd be shocked if we had Big and Rich.
If it was that song, I figured we might have at least that one, but
right.
No, we did not.
Yeah, I believe they did a song.
Yeah, save a horse. Hey, yep.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, yep. That's them.
Oh, that one's fun.
That is fun.
I love
song.
That
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Do they have any other?
I guess that's how the song starts.
Yep, it does. Yep. This song kicks ass, actually.
Yeah.
This is a kick-ass song.
It is. It really is.
Oh, that might be fun.
Yeah.
Saturday night.
But then after you do the song, what else do you have?
They must have other songs like this, just
hope,
not famous songs.
Yeah. Well, I walk into the room, passing out $100
bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. All right, well, we're not going to listen to the whole
It's a great song.
Yeah.
Yeah, save it for the fair, you know?
Yeah.
They're going to play this song on repeat.
This is true, yeah.
Right, we don't want to ruin it for them.
You got to pace ourselves here.
But, so mark that down on your calendar, Thursday, September 26th through Sunday, September 29th, the 100th annual Durham Fair.
Nice.
And I'll be having my first corn dog.
No, you.
Ashley's going to go there for the very first time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she is.
So that'll be her first there. What are you going to do for the first time?
Try to find a good place to park. Don't put me in some cornfield. Like, what? Dude, where the hell is the fair from here?
Yeah.
I'm not even in Durham anymore.
That fire department across the street has no, they don't care.
They don't care at all.
They don't care if you're,
hire.
They don't care.
No, they do not.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, right there. You're AJ? Right in the middle of that puddle in the mud, right over there.
I mean, we love them. You
we
know,
do.
They're
we
firefighters.
Do. We do,
for
yes,
God's
of course,
sake.
But they don't care.
But the people, you know who it is? It's the people that they put out there are the people who are dealing with this crap every year for probably 100 years. Right?
I
think that one guy has been doing it for 100 years.
I parked by some guy's house last year.
Yeah.
So the guy's like, $10. I'm like, screw it.
Yeah, I did the same thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was like, right next to it is like, it's his shed.
Right. But that's always a great fair.
Yeah.
Always a great fair.
Always a good time.
Why wasn't our Connecticut Woodstock on the weekend of Woodstock?
Why?
The 50th anniversary of Woodstock was this past weekend. Connecticut will be celebrating the 50th anniversary of Woodstock on August 30th.
Hmm.
Is this so completely Connecticut?
Yes, it is. Late at everything. Makes no sense. It's Connecticut. That's my slogan. It makes no sense. It's Connecticut.
Makes no sense. It's Connecticut.
It's Connecticut.
Because you can say it with different
plates.
Inflections.
Right. Achieve the impossible.
Makes no sense. It's Connecticut.
Exactly. Little dot, dot, dot. Yep.
Makes no sense. It's Connecticut.
Seeing a billboard. T-shirts. Frisbees. Keychains. Makes no sense.
It makes no sense.
Exactly.
no one will be talking about or caring about the 50th anniversary of Woodstock 2 weeks from now.
Nobody cares. Right.
Do we even have bands, or is it just like someone with an iPod?
Yeah, no, we're going to have bands.
Actual bands, yeah.
And I think they're cover, like tribute bands.
Right.
And there's prizes, and I have no idea. This Battle of the Bands thingy is the brainchild of Governor Lamont. The governor is on the phone now. Governor, how are you?
I'm having a wonderful time up here in Maine.
Right, you're still on vacation.
That's right.
Yeah. He loves her.
Why would we have a 50th anniversary festival honoring Woodstock 2 weeks after the 50th anniversary?
Well, I think that's indicative of Woodstock nature, right? Nothing was on time for Woodstock, so we're going to have ours a little late because I think it's more authentic that way. Hey, you guys like Bob Marley?
What does that have to do with anything?
Why?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us?
I'm waking up this morning with a little Bob Marley, got some coffee in my cup, and it's a wonderful morning, and I just was wondering if you guys felt the same.
It was a wake and bake.
Yeah, no, it's great.
No wake and bake?
Do you even know who played Woodstock?
I'll tell you, I know the Who was there. And, you know, hey, that guy Roger Daltrey, he used to throw the microphone up in the air. And I think that's something that I'm going to start doing at my own press conferences. I think I can adopt that into some of the things that I do when I make some announcements.
Wow.
Say maybe people want to come and hang out.
Should just do a mic drop.
All right.
And walk away.
So there's prize money at this festival. Where's that prize money coming from?
I'll tell you, it reminds me of a phrase that my mother used to tell me when I was young. You know, a penny saved is good for a bad competition. So,
his mom was a prophet.
I don't think that's how it goes.
His mom was a prophet.
I'm sure,
yeah.
That's the exact
right, right, right.
I think that phrase applies in this situation.
I don't know what your mother told you, but that's not the one we heard.
What you just said,
that's
actually.
Not the version we heard. You know, Governor, the state's not really doing that great. Do you think taking a vacation and organizing a music festival is the best way to spend your time?
Well, you know, when things aren't great, Chaz, I like to go on vacation. And I think a lot of people, when they're not having a great time, sometimes a good way to hit that old reset button is to go to a concert. So why not have one in our state?
I think, AJ, the code was, when things aren't great, you got to leave the state.
Exactly right.
Right.
That's a good phrase. When things ain't great, leave the state.
Leave the state.
Right.
That's what everyone else has been doing.
Exactly.
Even our governor.
It should be a T-shirt.
Right. Well, we'll let you get back to your vacation. Thank you, Governor.
Okay, Chaz and AJ, you guys take care now.
All right, Governor Lamont. Live from vacation. He's the governor.
It's called Weekstock.
Woman thought she had kidney stones, had triplets instead.
Oh, look at that.
How did that last so long?
Big difference, huh?
Like kidney stones, don't you have to go right into the hospital?
Yeah.
Isn't that like an immediate thing?
Well, I guess the kids want it out.
Yeah. Well, how do you go 9 months being pregnant?
No, three kids.
Yeah.
Three.
Three. Yeah, not one.
Not two.
But three.
Three kids.
Well, it's like that show, I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant. Did you ever see that? Like a woman goes to like take a dump and then she just has a kid.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Most of the time, that is how it happens.
I need the kid poopy.
I thought it was a bad poop.
Yep.
Oh, geez. Is that what happened every single time?
I don't know how else it could happen.
One lady sneezed. Oh, my God.
Well, yeah. You could think that you're having kidney stones, or one episode could be, I thought I got punched in the stomach, or...
Right. You know, being intimate, also, it's like, oh, my God, look.
Yeah. Like you hit a big enough pothole in Connecticut. Drop a kid.
We're good for the HOV lane now. Yeah.
I felt a little crap for like the last 3 months. Yeah. I didn't think I was pregnant.
I mean, I've never been pregnant, but like, aren't you wondering what happens when your special friend doesn't come to visit for 9 months?
Your special friend? Yeah. Barney? The mailman?
Yes, Barney.
Yeah, the mailman.
And also think about how unprepared you would be.
You would.
Because you have one, like a couple has one kid and they prepare for 9 months. And then this lady has three kids and she doesn't even realize.
Exactly right.
No cribs. I'm giving those babies away, honestly. Yeah.
No gender reveal.
You're using like desk drawers as like cribs.
Yeah.
Put them in there. Put them in that one. Put them in there.
Well, you could tell this woman was completely unprepared by what she named the babies. It was like you had three babies. You need to name them.
Right.
Okay. Blaze. Gypsy. and Nikki.
Oh, I was saying, oh,
that's
my,
not someone who had so 9 months to think about that. Names.
Yeah, boo-boo mistake and oops.
The mother is Danette Gilt.
Danette?
Oh, I'm sorry, Gitt. G-I-T-T.
Gitt.
Is it G-I-T-T?
No, I think you were right. Gilt?
G-I-L-T.
Right. I think.
Yeah, she's guilty, right?
Danette Gilt of South Dakota.
I'm guilty.
And she says she was just as surprised as everyone else.
Imagine my surprise when all of a sudden kids don't have kids.
Oh, this is the mother here?
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
You're the mom?
Yeah, I am.
You sound more like a dude, but that's, you know,
well,
whatever.
When you have kidney stones and you have kids.
Oh, right.
It helps.
You're in a lot of pain.
It changes the woman.
Right.
Clearly, you've never been to South Dakota.
Right. Yeah. That's right. I give birth and change the triaxle.
I've never been to South Dakota.
I can change a dually triaxle.
All right. Very good.
Thank you.
You didn't know you were pregnant at all?
I had no idea.
What did you think those pains were?
I thought it was gas at first. And then I was having kidney stones. Now I'm like, kidneys are out of there, so stones. The kidney stones. Just doing the math. We're not very smart here.
Okay.
That's why we're shouting all the time, too.
Yeah, I was wondering why you were yelling.
Because you have like an air base right nearby.
Right.
And they're always kind of flying over, so I just kind of change the person.
Okay.
Get your kidney stones.
Right.
Your kidneys and stones.
And then, what did you think when, you went for kidney stones and they told you had three babies?
I was surprised. I was very surprised. I had no place to put the kids. I was going to try and sell them on eBay.
Right.
But apparently, not allowed to do that, apparently. They had to frown upon that part.
It would have been funny if she named one kidney and one stone.
What?
The other one.
Right, like, I was going to go with that. And asphalt was my ass and his fault.
Do we actually have the mom now?
We do.
You don't ever see triplets being conceived naturally, let alone going 34 weeks without knowing. So everyone's like, can't believe it. I'm like, we're still in shock. Trust me, we know what you mean. Like, I go to the doctors thinking I'll have surgery for kidney stones, end up going in labor with C-section that night. I mean, it's crazy.
You know, little kids, we got a window now.
Now, when she says we're shocked, does she mean her and the kids?
I'm guessing.
Just the kids were like, we thought we were kidney stones.
We had no idea. Imagine,
I didn't know I was a baby.
Imagine our embarrassment.
I was just told I was a baby. I thought I was a kidney stone.
Maybe kept in a jar someday. I had no idea.
And now she has kids. This is her 10-year-old son, Ronnie. He thinks he's responsible for this.
One time I seen a shooting star and I wished for a baby brother. And I wished for like two sisters for my little sister because she always wanted a little sister. And well, I wished for a baby brother and a baby sister. And I knew this day was always going to come.
Yeah, the kids like taking credit for it now. Yeah. He convinced a shooting star and wished for a brother and two sisters, and mom had a brother and two sisters. Yeah, okay, what up, kid? Yeah.
Way to go, kid. Are you going to get a job, support these kids,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, seriously, right. Yeah, way to go there, Jimmy. Whatever kid's name is. Ronnie.
Gypsy.
Well, no, that's the other kid.
Oh, Ronnie's the son.
This little dope, yeah. Yeah,
this little dope.
He's cute.
Why are you angry at a 10-year-old?
It's all you. Yeah, I did this.
Sure, okay. Yeah, I'm going to pay for them now. Ronnie.
He wished upon a star.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, he's grounded now.
Yeah,
most sure.
Kids want a mini bike. No, I want...
I don't know what's going on here.
apparently, Ronnie's full.
That was my Disney file.
Nice.
I don't know what.
What happened to that?
I don't know what I did to it.
That was Ashley's vacation.
Right.
I felt cake? Okay. I thought I just had some kidney stones and then that
right.
happened. I don't
exactly,
know.
Right. Then I burped up a baby.
Right. Missy, you're Gypsy.
Wow.
And the kid takes all the credit.
That's pretty wild.
Yep.
All right, so we're talking about a 10-year-old. Let's talk about a 12-year-old now.
Okay.
And then we'll do some music, and we have
we're talking about kids,
sports,
in case you guys
and then Street Pete has some really funny court audio.
Right? Does he?
Yeah, this is...
it's gold.
I would say, where does he find these people? But he finds them outside court.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's where he finds
them. Well, you got to look someplace.
This is a 12-year-old kid who rescued a baby.
A baby.
I swung it over my shoulder, hit it right in the center, and then I hit it a couple more times, and I climbed on the windshield, I stomped on it, and then it cracked pretty badly again.
So, without it being set up, you think that he like stomped on the baby.
I did tell him he was too. Swinging it over his shoulder.
I thought he was playing baseball.
Save the baby or slay the baby? Which one was it?
I swung the baby over my shoulder, then I stomped on it. And there was three of them, so I punted two.
It split open. The crack of the nut.
Yeah, so what happened here is he broke the windshield, right?
Yeah, the windshield of the car. Just bust the side window, you idiot. You're going for the most expensive window that's hardest to break. You take a hammer and go, bish, it breaks right open. This kid turns to freaking Rambo.
He's 12.
He's 12, yeah, but like he just wanted to smash a windshield, okay? Let's face it. The AC was probably inside. The mom was like right in the car.
Right, you realize a 12-year-old saved a baby.
Yeah, but through the windshield? I mean, there's other windows that are a lot easier to break.
It was the hottest day of the year.
Exactly.
In Tulsa.
Right.
And it was a crying baby in a car with the windows up.
Right. But so you bust.
It's scary.
You bust the smaller, terrifying. The smaller, easier windows.
Maybe he didn't want that glass to fall on the baby.
Yeah, hit the baby.
Then the opposite window. There's more than one window in a car. The furthest one away from the kid is not the
windshield.
You're
yelling at a 12-year-old who saved a baby.
Because that's the hardest one. That's got the little plastic in between. You know what it's like to take out a windshield?
Whoever left the baby in the car deserves it.
Right. Well, I'm just saying. I'd be really pissed.
You're worried about the person who left the baby in the car.
I'd be pissed. That car's got a real estate value, I'm sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, if he saved the kitten, how would you feel?
I'd feel very great.
Okay.
But you have to bust a windshield to get the kitten.
Maybe he didn't want to get glass on the baby, AJ.
The furthest window away from the baby.
Exactly. So he didn't get glass on the baby.
But if the kid's in the back seat, smash one of the passenger
windows.
The windshield
would be the furthest window away from the baby.
But it's also the hardest. Time is crucial. The kid's dying.
Isn't that
now you're worried about the baby. Yes, I am.
The first two minutes, it was all about the windshield.
I'm very concerned how stupid this kid was. I realize that, but time is crucial now.
All right, let's hear this kid. This is how he got through the windshield.
I stomped on it, and then it cracked pretty badly again, and then I put the hook into the windshield and then pulled it out, and then I unlocked it. I didn't think any of this was going to happen. I just thought I was going to go to Ross, just go buy some shoes or something.
Why don't you just get the jaws left and cut the roof off the car while you're at it?
Yeah, he was walking around with a hook.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's what I'm picturing a little pirate.
Yeah.
With a hook on his hand.
Yar.
Is he
also,
alone?
Also, a 12-year-old hangs out at Ross.
Exactly.
I didn't even know that they were still in business, first of all.
And the other thing is, who says, I thought I was going to buy some shoes or something?
Little shopping spree.
What 12-year-old boy says, I've got to go buy some shoes or gum.
Right. Or a new windshield.
Why are you at court today? Who are we talking to first?
Zach. Thought it was funny to play a joke on his friend.
Yeah.
Zach.
Hi, what's your name?
Hey, my name's Zach.
Hi, why are you here in court today?
I got arrested because me and my friend, we stole this guy's car, but we didn't really want to, keep it. We just drove it down the street, and then we parked it, and we thought it would be a funny joke, but he didn't think it was funny, so we got here.
I can see why he didn't think it's funny.
Yeah, it's his car. For example.
You've never done that? Moved your kid's friend's car?
No.
You know, when I do that, it's not, that's the excuse I give.
Yeah.
Right.
I moved to another state.
Yeah. He drove it down the street. Which street? Route 1? Oh, how far? Florida.
Right. Can't be Florida. Joke. While I had the car to rob a bank.
Yeah.
You know, it could be really funny. It's all part of a lab of joke.
I didn't think he'd ever look there.
Yeah.
He definitely didn't think it's funny if Zach's at court.
No.
That's the police. That's pressing charges. That's we're going the whole distance.
No sense of humor whatsoever.
No.
None.
No.
Yeah.
We got here and now we're looking at probably doing a week or something like that of community services. All bullshit. That's what I'm telling you.
Was he your friend?
Yeah. He's my friend.
I like how when Pete sent this email, he said, because he sends us the audio on Sunday. He sends the audio and he writes up a little description of what happens.
Vignette.
And he said, Zach says bull S. I don't know if that's legal.
This is why we'll be in court today,
No, we'd have to beep tone that.
Right. Otherwise, we're in court, Pete.
Thanks a lot, Pete.
Yes.
Appreciate you double checking, though.
Yeah, he's my friend, but now he's pressing charges because he wants to play a joke back on me. So now I'm screwed. I'm going to lose a week.
Oh, so it's a joke coming back.
Right.
This is funny.
If anything, they're guilty of being jokers.
Right.
Having too much fun.
Sound like a joke to me.
I hope they bring a whoopee cushion into court.
When the judge sits on that, you'll get death penalty.
When he goes to get fingerprinted, it's a Chinese finger trap. You know,
there's a mouse trap. Ow! Right.
My lawyer is a rubber chicken.
Exactly.
I picture a rubber chicken with a tie. And a little tiny briefcase.
The guy doing the armpit thing during the opening statement. The worst, it's the worst.
When you put your hand on the Bible, snakes come out.
Exactly, right. Here, open this jar of peanuts. Whoa, snakes!
Oh, that's good. I stole your car, funny, right? I'm pressing charges, hysterical, right?
That's hilarious.
So now I'm screwed, and I'm going to lose a week's worth of work, you know? So,
is there drinking involved or anything? Or
you know, I'm not, I don't want to get into specifics, but I will say that my rum and coke was full all night long, and Jesse, freaking Jesse.
I don't want to get into specifics.
But if you're asking.
But, if it's full the entire time, maybe didn't drink out of it.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was full the entire time.
Right. So either he drank it and they kept on refilling it, or vice versa.
That's what I think.
Never touched it, yeah.
Rum and coke.
Yeah, God.
I went through a rum and coke phase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After you puke over it, no more.
Yeah, Bacardi, mm-hmm. and then Captain Morgan.
Right. Jackson Coke.
Did you go to a Tom Collins phase, too?
No.
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 Or Manhattan, no.
All right, go ahead.
And Jesse, freaking Jesse over here, he was drinking.
Not freaking Jesse. Was freaking Jesse. Freaking Jesse was there, man.
Freaking Jesse over here. Jesse.
Where's Jesse?
Jesse was with him. That's the guy.
Standing right next to him?
Yeah.
Real name freaking?
Yeah. Freaking Jesse.
Is he the guy who's pressing charges?
Yeah.
And they're standing together.
Yeah, it was supposed to. It turned into a joke. He moved his car. He's like, all right, guess what? Now you're going to jail.
Hey, can you give me a ride to court?
In the same car I took.
I can drive one.
My car's impounded for evidence, so you got to drive.
Oh, my God.
Did freaking Jesse talk or no?
No, he didn't talk.
Freaking Jesse freaking over Jesse. Here.
He just points to stuff. Like court.
Freaking Jesse over here. He was drinking all that. Yo, the rum and cokes, bro!
Give me a fight outside or what?
Oh, I want that as a soundbite.
Yo, the rum and cokes, bro!
We'll get to the rest of that in a second. But Jimmy Blair, comedian's in studio. Street Pete came in, and during the break, what did you say he looks like?
The guy from the new, New Zoo Review, the lion.
The lion.
So was there a lion in the New Zoo Review?
I don't recall.
I had a cereal bowl.
That was
a
children's 70s show.
Yeah.
Do I remind anybody of anybody from this decade? Or
yeah, really.
Is it just David Schwimmer and a lion from a show in the 70s?
Was there a lion on the New Zoo Review? There was the owl?
Yeah.
The hippo and the frog?
Yeah.
But the guy with the curly hair, wasn't he a lion?
I mean, there's a lion in Wizard of Oz.
From the state.
No.
No.
Although with the curly hair.
Yeah, with the curly hair. I don't know. There's got to be a picture of the lion.
With curly hair.
There's got to be a picture.
A couple times, because I can't see Jimmy through the wall where I'm sitting in my studio. I've heard him speak, and I'm like, that sounds a little like McGilla.
A little bit, yes.
Wow.
Yep.
McGilla Gorilla?
No, McGilla.
Former intern.
Yeah. This is getting way too deep.
I know.
But it's very entertaining for me. I don't know if anyone else likes it, but I'm having a good time.
Freaking Jesse over here.
Yeah. Let's go back to the New Zoo Review. So this was a show on in the 70s.
It's the New Zoo Review.
Coming right at you. You're the New Zoo Review with the animals. No, there's no lion, you idiot.
What's the guy with the curly hair, though?
There's an owl, there's a hippo, there's a frog.
Right. Who's got the curly
hair? There's Freddy the frog.
Right.
There's Henry the hippo.
And who's the owl?
I forgot what the owl's name was.
There was a New Zoo Review. It was, I know it was the Saturday morning commercial.
Did you hear that sound?
The hair bunch?
Hold on. Go ahead, dude. He's punching his head.
This explains why he thinks there's a lion here.
What's going on over there?
Are you trying to kickstart your brain?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Like resuscitate. Let me give CPR to my brain.
Exactly.
Maybe it was a Saturday morning cartoon, though. Maybe they had like a.
There was the Hair Bear Bunch.
Could have been that
it was
one.
Was a cartoon.
It could have been Hair Bear or New Zoo Review. Either one.
The Hair Bear Bunch.
It could have been The Godfather or The Lion King. I'm not sure.
I think it was the Hair Bear. I got to look at the Hair Bear.
The Hair Bear Bunch because I had cereal bowls.
Yeah, Hair Bear Bunch.
Chaz and AJ.
All right, the guy with the curly hair was Doug.
Doug.
Yep.
But he had dark brown curly hair.
Yeah, black.
Black.
Right.
Yeah. Black.
I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, I didn't have any of these
references.
Yeah, no, the
kids, if you ever wonder what could happen to you if you take drugs.
Right. Look at
Hi,
me.
Pete.
How you doing?
At least we, why aren't you in court right now?
Catchy, too.
Right.
Yes.
I love Pete.
this is after I'm a Bill. I'm a lonely old Bill.
I'm just a Bill. Yes, I'm only a Bill. And I am sitting here on Capitol Hill.
Oh, that one was good.
It's a long way to the Capitol City. Long, long way while I'm sitting in committee. But I know I'll be a law someday. At least I hope and pray that I will. But today I am still just a Bill.
And then followed by Spray Pape.
All right. Thank you, Ketchup Bob.
Yeah, I had a crush on the girl, by the way, back when I was a kid.
A question on the girl?
You had a crush on the girl.
A crush on the girl.
It's a girl.
Yeah.
I had a crush on the Magic Garden girls.
Boom!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When they said my name,
there was one who had who was well-rounded.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yes.
And they had this contest that you had to draw them and send it in, and somebody would win the opportunity to come in to one of their tapings.
Right.
I'm like, oh, I want this. So I get my crayons out, and I draw the
you were 17.
Draw a painting and a picture with crayons.
Right.
And I guess I draw her boobs too big. My father saw this, and he's like, Dad, you can't send this one in. I'm like, what's wrong? He's like,
Dad kept this part right here.
Dad
kept it?
I'm sure.
It's in a frame.
That's when I discovered boobies were naughty.
Right.
Did they ever say your name?
What's that?
Did they ever say your name?
He didn't send it in.
Yeah.
In the beginning, they would say everybody's name, and I got excited when they were like, hi, Bobby. Hi, Michael. Hi, Peter. Oh, they're watching me. Nice.
Well, that's romper room.
No, that's Magic Garden, where they were saying
we are really wasting our time with these people at court. Pete is the one to talk to every week.
Hey, really?
Go, the rummy coke, bro.
Pete, didn't we ask you to interview yourself outside of court? Like,
we did.
Why are you here? Why were you here?
Yeah, but they were good the past couple of weeks, so I decided to wait.
All right, Bob. Thank you.
Yep.
All right.
I heard what you said, but I thought what I had was better, so I didn't do it.
Translation.
Jim, how old are you?
I'm 26.
Oh, okay. So all this new Zoo Review stuff is like,
Magic Garden, complete. Yeah.
Don't know why they would make a show about a zoo.
I have no idea what's happening.
But they were giant talking animals.
Yes. Yeah. Which in the 70s happened a lot.
So guess who the smart one was? The owl.
Yes, of course.
Right.
Had a little, like a scholar's cap on him, like a graduation
right.
cap
like he
on
just
him.
Graduated.
Exactly.
And then Freddy the Frog had no pants.
No, never did.
Nice. Right?
No.
He just had a shirt that had a big F
did
on it.
Was the owl clothed?
The owl had a vest on.
That was our version of
a graduation gown, if I remember correctly.
I feel like he had the hat.
No, he had something
And then he
on.
Just had like a tie.
He had something like the goddamn phone again.
That was our version of Teletubbies.
Henrietta Hippo was your worst nightmare waking up on a Saturday morning.
Yes.
Yeah, she looks angry.
Oh, my God. I drank too much again.
Jesus Christ, what happened?
I woke up with a Henrietta Hippo. Go! Go! Get it!
The rum and cokes, bro.
Yeah, wake me up. Rum and cokes, bro.
Yo! The rum and cokes! Yo! The rum and cokes, bro!
Bro! I'm over here with Henrietta Hippo, bro!
I like how Cokes has like five O's. Cokes!
Cokes! Yo, Cokes, bro!
Cokes, bro!
Cokes, bro!
He sounds like Adam Sandler.
Cokes, bro! Cokes, bro!
Oh.
Like Tom Hanks' brother. The little boat!
Cokes, bro!
Do we even want to go to that audio now? I don't want to pick up.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.